the rest of the story. It happened in Poland in 1794. It was something to celebrate. In fact, it was such a joyous event that almost 100 years would pass, and the Polish people were planning to begin the celebration all over again with a painting. Not just any painting, something called the Cyclorama, a giant painting, 42 feet high and 400 feet long. And the man behind the idea was a Polish artist, Jan Stika. In 1891, as the centennial approached, Jan had completed a small painting called Polonia, which commemorated the happy happening. He decided that was not enough. Such a glorious occurrence required more spectacular homage. That's when Jan made up his mind that he would enlarge upon the little painting until it encompassed the full significance of the occasion. In January 1893, 1 year before the centennial, a Polish citizens' committee was formed to raise money for the project. The Panorama of Rakowice, as it is now being called, was to be exhibited in its own building, and architect Ludwig Ramult would undertake the design. Meanwhile, Jan Stika and a fellow artist named Kosak visited the site at which the grand event had occurred. The content of the work must be absolutely historically accurate. By the end of the month, preliminary sketches were submitted to and approved by the citizens' committee. It would take Stika and Kosak and six other artists to transfer the sketches to that monster 42 by 400-foot canvas. The panorama was completed 13 months later. Its exhibition was open to the public June 5, 1894. The centennial festivities were officially underway. Now, the remarkable artwork would remain on display in the city of Lwów for 50 years. But in 1944 came the war. The panorama's exhibition hall was bombed. The panorama itself was damaged. Fearing the magnificent painting's complete destruction, curators removed it and hid it in a monastery. When the war was over, the Polish people begged their government to restore their beloved masterwork and to display it once more. Finally, about a decade ago, permission was granted by the Polish government. A rotunda for the panorama of Rakowice would be constructed in Wrocław. Donations poured in from all over Poland. In 1980, the Polish government gave the go-ahead for the rotunda's completion, and again, in spite of the nation's weakening economy, donations poured in, and that magnificent panorama emerged from hiding, borne in huge rolls in a caravan of trucks, greeted by jubilant crowds as it passed through each community. The giant panorama of Rakowice had returned, maybe just in time. For you see, that painting was a symbol of the Poles' determination to be free. Has cheered them up and cheered them on for 200 years. The panorama has now come back to haunt all Polish enemies because it depicts the Polish uprising of 1794 against the forces of occupation way back then, Russia. And by the way, even way back then, the Poles won. And now you know the rest of the story.